slow day. You're so sway. Oh, day. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 14th of September, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial Student Nest, better known to you as the, on the Musqueam territory of Alksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Fringe Festival finishes up this weekend. There's still plenty of time to catch some great shows, but we've been covering it pretty much already. So, and there's lots of other stuff going on, too. So, lots of other stuff like Kim's Convenience. Before it was a TV show, it was a very successful play that is on stage right now at Pacific Theater. And we'll talk to one of the cast. We'll fill you in on what else is going on around this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things right off with a band that's going to be playing at the Fringe Bar tonight on Granville Island. This is Parlor Panther.
I'm
That's Parlor Panther, and you can catch them on Granville Island tonight at the Fringe Bar. I think they're playing around 8 o'clock, but check the listings just to make sure. Kim's Convenience by Inns Choi is it's a Canadian theater hit. Not something you get to say all the time, but it was originally started out as a play that had a very successful run with Soul Pepper Theatre in Toronto. It played at the Arts Club Granville Island a couple of years ago, and it actually got turned into a TV series that is still running. I think they're in their third season already. Anyway, Pacific Theatre has brought the play back to Vancouver, and it's playing at the Theatre Under the Church at 12th and Hemlock right now. And on the phone right now is cast member James Yee. Hello, James.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for joining us. Now,
absolutely.
I got to tell you, Kim's Convenience is a big hit, and it's like I said, it's been on stage, it's been on TV, and I have never seen it.
Ah.
So tell me about the play.
Well, the play is a beautiful story about. Yeah. It's about a family that is kind of in disarray. They have a lot of pain in the family, and they've been kind of going at it for about the man's owned his convenience store for about 30 years, and his son left about 15 years ago after a bad altercation. The dad has a bad temper. Just so they have an estranged relationship. The daughter is now 30 and helping out at the store for her entire life. And it just has just kind of this sad setting, but the play is incredibly funny. And just this journey of how Mr. Kim is able to sort of adapt and change as a human being with this extraordinary day that, you know, starts off with one of the realtors that he knows in town, and he comes and offers to buy the store. And so this gets him thinking and wondering about his legacy, his future, and what is he going to do for his family, and should he retire, you know, all that stuff. And
yeah, it just basically turns his life upside down in one question.
Yeah, the play is basically just one day.
Yeah. Yeah, and it covers a lot of different themes. Like it's an immigrant story, but it's also a small business story. It's a neighborhood story, and it's a family story. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. I think you nailed it, and I think it's mostly about family, and I think that's what audiences are always moved so much about. It's not that it's just a Korean family. Anybody that comes to see the show can immediately relate to their own family, regardless of it being about a Korean family or not.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a family and what they go through and that sort of thing. So who do you play?
I play Appa, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so that character has been iconicized by Paul Lee.
Yeah.
And so it was some really big shoes to step into, but it's been an amazing opportunity, and I've had so much fun doing it.
Yeah. What kind of things did you learn about him in exploring the character?
I discovered that he is so much like anybody. You know, growing up, I always sort of looked at that older generation as somebody, as someone so far away from who I am, just so different. Being an immigrant and coming over as a 5-year-old from Korea, you know, there was always that big cultural gap between me and my parents. And so looking at Mr. Kim, I discovered, you know, now that I'm in my middle ages, I realized, man, he's just a human being and struggling to make it and trying to give something to his family. And I can definitely relate to that. So I find him to be a very beautiful character, actually.
Wonderful. It's always nice to sort of find that joy and that beauty in the character you're playing and being able to present that, no matter what the surface of it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when it's somebody that on the surface sort of appears kind of gruff and angry and confrontational, and you know, like there's more to all of us than just that kind of surface thing.
Yeah. For sure.
So tell us who else is in the cast? Who are you playing with?
Yeah, we have a tremendous cast. Lee Shorten, he's a local film and TV actor, mm-hmm. is just starting to blow up. He's playing the son. And Jessie Liang, she is just finishing up at Studio 58, and she's playing Janet. She's terrific. Trey Cotton, he just played the prince in Cinderella through Tuts.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, he plays, like, four characters, so he has... He gets to have the most fun in the, yeah. in the show. Lots of quick changes. But we have Mackie Yee, and she is a returning cast member from the Soul Pepper Theater touring production. And Caitlin Williams, our fabulous director. Yeah. So we have a very strong cast and awesome director.
Yeah, Caitlin is really coming along as an emerging director. So it's good to have a chance to work with her. So you opened last week.
Mm-hmm.
And how much longer have you got to go?
I'm sorry?
How much longer is the run?
We go till October 6th, and we play every Wednesday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday we have a matinee show as well, so right. two shows on Saturday.
Great. And so if people want tickets, they go to Pacific Theater.
Yes.
PacificTheater.ca, I think it is. Anyway, it's...
.org, maybe.
Maybe. Sure. Anyway, it's out there. Just go to Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock, and look for Kim's Convenience, and go see it, because it's, from what I hear, it's really good.
Yeah, it's a beautiful play. I mean, it's amazing. It's one of those unique plays that's so outrageously hilarious, but it also moves you on such a deeply emotional level.
Yeah, and you actually got to meet the writer, Ince Choi. He was in last week.
That's right. Yeah, he came in for the week. Mm-hmm. He came in when I was I did it at Shemanis as well.
Yeah.
Over the summer, and I got to meet him like four times now. He's an amazing guy. He's basically created a platform for all these Asian actors to be able to showcase their abilities and tell this amazing story.
Yeah, yeah. We all need more people like that to tell our stories. So,
yeah,
exactly. Well, thanks a lot for spending some time to talk to us, James, and have a great run.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you soon. So as I said, that's James Yee. He's playing the dad in Kim's Convenience at Pacific Theater, and it runs until, when did he say, October 10th or something? Anyway, you can check out more. Back to some more music. This is another group that's going to be playing at the Fringe Club. They are on tomorrow night. They're kind of a world music fusion band called Tambura Rasa.
Yeah. Gaskell on the soprano saxophone there.
That sounds like fun. They'll be playing at the Fringe Club, or the Fringe Bars. That's what it's called, the Fringe Bar, tomorrow night on Granville Island. That's Tambura Rasa. Do you know who Ira Glass is? He's the creator, producer, and host of the public radio show in the U.S. called This American Life. And it's been going on for years, millions of listeners around the world. And he's coming to Vancouver. He's going to deliver a unique talk, sharing lessons from his life and career in storytelling, what inspires him to create, what drives his passion, how failures and successes informed his decisions. The whole thing is going to be happening at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on Saturday of next week, Saturday, September 22nd. It's called Seven Things I Have Learned, An Evening with Ira Glass, and we've got two tickets to give away for you. So you can call us here at CITR. The number is 604-822-2487. Or you can, if you're a little shy about calling on the phone, you can send an email to our programming department. That's programming@citr.ca, and we'll get those tickets to you. So that's Ira Glass, September 22nd. Got a couple of tickets for you. Programming@citr.ca to get your hands on them.
Are you starting fresh this year and looking for new, exciting activities to do with friends on campus? Did you watch theater in high school and now miss it? Feeling overwhelmed and need a break? Come and escape to another world through thrilling live performance right on campus. Celebrate with us the 60th anniversary of UBC Theater and Film's 2018-19 season. Still need more convincing? It's only $11.50 for UBC students with your card. And bring your ticket into Kerner's after the show to get 10% off your food. Check out theaterfilm.ubc.ca today.
Timber Concerts and CITR presents Shannon and the Clams with guests Sevilla, Thursday, October 4th at the Wise Hall. Advanced tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca and are also available at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu. Come out to the Biltmore Cabaret Saturday, October 13th to see Tennis with guest Matt Costa on their Solo in Stereo tour. Get your advance tickets online or at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theatre, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus.
Oh, here I am. Hi. That's why I don't take calls. I get all confused. Congratulations to Jana for calling in and claiming the tickets to Ira Glass. Hope you have a great time. Our dear friend Eugene Ripper keeps sending us new versions of his Fast Folk Underground series. The latest one just got released. There's four new songs on it, and he's touring around Western Canada, releasing the album as he goes. He's in Edmonton this weekend, and then Sunday he's going to be playing at the Wise Lounge. So here's a track off Eugene's newest. This is called Do You Dream? Oh, I hit the open button instead of the play button. Just a sec. I have to close it and then wait for it to load and then wait for it to load and then press play. Here we go. Here comes Eugene. I love technology. Come on, Eugene.
Yes, I know soon I'll be leaving. Times like these, I need someone to believe in me now. I got my reasons, I wrote them down on a wall by the place I lay my head. When I dream of you. When you're sleeping, do you dream the way I do? Dream the way I do. Touch my hand, my heart, my eyes, my sorrow. Share it with you. Caress our empathy. A train runs through my brain when I am resting. On the seats, the friends I've left behind. When I dream of you. When you're sleeping, do you dream the way I do? Dream the way I do. Dream the way I do.
That's Eugene. He's playing at the Wise Lounge on Sunday. But going on in the main room at the Wise Hall this weekend, it's the Accordion Noir Festival, the 11th annual. It's all things accordion, from punk to Cajun to polka to everything in between. All kinds of great local musicians will be out for that one. It's a three-night event, opening tonight. There's a big dance party tomorrow with Polka Time and Friends, and then things close up on Sunday with the rap party featuring Wendy McNeil and Friends. But tonight's starting off with a big deal opening night show featuring a whole whack of folks, including Jason Webley, avant-garde composer Amy Daigneau, and Emchi, inspired by 1920s cabaret music, murder ballads, and Leonard Cohen. So that'll be all kinds of fun. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's $20. So that's a deal right there. $20 for a night of entertainment. If you want to, if you want to get in early, if you want to get your accordion, going, you can join the Squeeze Box Circle Orchestra at Grandview Park at 7 o'clock, and they're going to parade from Grandview Park to the Wise Hall. So you can sort of join the party early, weather permitting, of course. It looks kind of, it's a little gray right now, but it still might be good. Yeah, you don't want to get those accordions wet. But if it's a dry night tonight, head out to Grandview Park at 7, or just head to the Wise Hall for the show at 8 o'clock. And to get you in the mood, this is Jeff Berner, and he's got a new release out, and it's a little bit different than some of the usual klezmer punk stuff that he's been doing, but it's a beautiful song about local hero Gino Ojik.
Back in the time before my Keenan ruined watching the Canucks for me, when he traded away Trevor Linden after letting Messier have the captaincy. I used to like to watch Gino Ojik play the enforcer role. Didn't have as much talent as some, but he sure played with an awful lot of soul. Now you can go ahead and be a jerk and you can call him a goon, but he fought like a kid in the schoolyard. He was trying to make a bully sleep his little brother alone. There was a reason people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. That says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. 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 Us Canadians, we like to believe that we're so polite and nice, but we're more like the Romans than we know. Shadows and the TV clowns, they don't pay the butcher's bill. It falls to people like Gino to go out and bleed for the national spectacle. But he wouldn't let himself become another casualty. He took your worst impulses and he turned them around to lead a life of leadership and dignity. There was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized the feeling, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting, stay in the game. 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 Fighting to keep the love of our spouses. Fighting to keep the banks from taking our houses. Fighting to keep the respect of our children. Making a living, not making a killing. Oh, let's go. Nation's leader Gino Ojik met with the Pope, it's true. Pope apologized for the church's role in Canada's residential school. I wonder, was
easy tempted to grab him by the jersey and pop him a few. But Gino forgave him, said it's time to work together to build the future anew. Now he owns and runs the golf course out on the Muskrat, leading young people with a strong example. That is what he's always done. And there was a reason the people always shouted his name. They recognized the emotions playing across his face. They recognized those feelings, knew they'd often felt the same. It's a determined look that says, I'm just fighting to stay in the game.
Jeff Berner, and he's going to be at the Wise Hall tonight as part of the big accordion festival and Accordion Noir Fest 11, XI, that kind of thing. Also playing tonight, also playing an accordion. It's the Dreadnoughts, and they're at Pub 340 at 340 Cambie Street. Remember when it was called the Matador? No, you don't remember that. Anyway, no, it wasn't the Matador. It wasn't. It was the El Cid. That's what it was. Oh, my God. It was the El Cid. They're playing the El Cid. Oh, dear. Anywho. Never mind. It's a long story. Dreadnoughts are playing at Club 340 along with See You Next Tuesdays and a band from Seattle called Dreadful Children. That kicks off at 9 o'clock. And while we're in the mood, let's hear some from Dreadnoughts.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder. It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Classic Chic Productions is doing their version of Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. That's happening at the Kulch Historic Theater in February of 2019, and they're looking for a sound designer. The ideal candidate is comfortable with a creative process involving sound and music editing, recording, sampled or live instruments, and composing as needed, including supporting the songs embedded within the text. As the tech period is short, excellent communication, organization, and efficient programming skills are required. Due to budgetary restrictions at this time, they're only accepting applications from artists who live in Vancouver or have the ability to work as a local. Rehearsals begin in December, and the play runs through February 2nd. No, sorry, the rehearsals run till February 2nd. The play itself opens on February 5th. And in keeping with Classic Sheet's mandate to provide opportunities to female-identifying theater artists, preference will be given to female-identifying applicants, though they welcome submissions from any interested artists, like your humble host. Send submissions to Karina@ClassicSheet.ca or find out more details at ClassicSheet.ca. Caravan Farm Theater in Armstrong is looking for an administrator who will play a crucial role in the development and expansion of Caravan Farm Theater's organizational capacity. Reporting to and working with the managing artistic director, they administer all aspects of the company's business operations, including finances, human resources, communications, and on and on and on and on and on. The ideal candidate has both business and arts background, is familiar with the nonprofit professional arts sector. And the rest of it you can find at their website, caravanfarmtheater.com. Deadline for submission is today. So get your act together and get on the train to Caravan. Did I say that? No, I didn't really say that. Chimenez Theater on Vancouver Island is holding auditions for The Sound of Music. That's a production that's going to be happening next year in January. The auditions themselves will be on the 25th of September. This is a general audition for the whole show. Submissions for Sound and Music. Actors who play instruments may be prioritized. Please submit a PDF and headshot resume and any notes highlighting instrumental, dance, or singing abilities. You can send all that to VCALDWELL. That's V Caldwell at ChimenezTheater.ca. Deadline for application is September 17th, which is Monday. So we can delete that one. And then next one coming up is another job position. This is for the Alberta Theatre Project in is in Calgary or Edmonton. Don't see it. They're looking for an artistic associate. The artistic associate will lead Alberta Theatre Productions' new play development initiatives, reporting to and closely related to executive director. It's a contract position for the 2018-2019 season. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to atplive.com. And sorry, I'm sort of deliberately delaying here. Oh, Bart on the Beach has a position or their casting call out for All's Well That Ends Well. They're specifically looking for an actor who can play Bertram in All's Well That Ends Well. This is going to be set in India during the waning days of the British Raj and the cusp of Indian independence. So it's sort of Gandhi time in the 30s. And they're looking for an actor to play Bertram, a young Englishman, British Army officer who was raised in India, and he is coming of age at the start of the play. Jonna Wright is directing this one. You can find out more by going to bartonthebeach.org. Deadline for submission on that one is September 27th. So check out bartonthebeach.com for that one. Vagabond Players in New Westminster is doing their panto for Christmas. It's Little Red Riding Hood, and their auditions are happening tomorrow at the Burning Leg Theatre in New Westminster. Contact check out their website, vagabondplayers.ca, to find out more. Fort Theatre Society in Burnaby is doing The Shoemaker and the Elves as part of the Burnaby Village Museum Christmas pageant. And our dear friend Nancy Von Yeo is going to be directing that one again. The auditions are on Tuesday at Bonzer Rec Center in Burnaby. And the show itself runs from November 24th to the 16th of December. It's the retelling of Grimm's fairy tales, The Shoemaker and the Elves. And it's all about how hard work and kindness can change lives. Find out more by visiting the Fort Theatre Society, that's F-O-R-T-E, on their Facebook page. Pay It Forward is doing the Recovery Show, directed by Darlene Arsenault. This is a group collaborative effort. They're looking for theater artists who are have a working self-recovery plan and are interested in making a scene about their recovery. The Recovery Show is directed by Darlene Arsenault, who is a mental health professional and theater artist who will help you stage your recovery story. So telling your story can be part of your recovery, and you'll learn a lot too. You'll learn voice work, body awareness, storytelling, character work, scene building, and improv. It's 2-hour classes running weekly from mid-September till mid-May, and there are two performances, one in mid-December and one in mid-May of 2019. It's sponsored by Vancouver Coastal Health. And I don't have a contact number for that, but you can find out more by looking up Vancouver Coastal Health's Consumer Initiative Fund. Let's see. Let's kind of skip through a couple of these here. Vamp, a supernatural musical burlesque. They're holding their auditions this weekend. This is a show that's happening in May at Performance Works. It's an original burlesque inspired by classic B movies and gothic literature. You want to find out more about that, you can submit to Alan Pronger, and his email address is alan@twofly.ca. SRO Stars, a play. It's a dramatic reading with script in hand, written by 5 members of the MPA Society. And this is a society supporting people with mental illness. It's part of the Heart of the City Festival. It's going to be at the Carnegie Center in October. And it's a 5-scene play about how it goes sometimes when you live in a SRO, which is short for single room occupancy. And if you've ever lived in those kind of accommodations, you know exactly what I'm talking about. An event that's, as I said, going on in October. The auditions are September 19th and 22nd at the MPA Resource Center, which is at in Kitsilano at 4th and Fur, 2275 Fur Street. If you want to know more about that, you can contact L Rowntree, LROWNTREE at look.ca. Our dear friend Joan Bryans has a new production coming up. This is Changed Utterly, written by Joan Bryans. It's part of her verbatim play series, similar to Rebel Women. This is a story about the rebels of the Irish uprising in 1916. It focuses primarily on the life of Constance Markievicz, born an aristocrat who became in turn suffragette, active socialist, rebel, founding member of the Irish Citizen Army, hotshot sniper, and politician. Through her life and those of her fellow rebels, the battle to free Ireland from British rule and become the independent nation it now is told. There will be singing. Most actors will be asked to play more than one role, looking for four women and three men. The women are all between 20 and 45. Two of the men are youths, 15 to 25, and one fellow about my age, between 40 and 65. So get a hold of Joan to find out more about that. The auditions are on the 9th of October at the PTC on Gore Avenue in Chinatown. Two more left here. We've got a couple of auditions coming in October. Metro Theater's doing Murder on Reserve. This is a murder mystery set in a library. The production's happening in January. The auditions are the 9th and 10th of October. And Norm Foster's Drinking Alone at North Van Community Players. The auditions for that are October 21st and 22nd at Hendry Hall. And we'll throw one more out there. We mentioned Joan's Rebel Women. They're producing that at Deep Cove in October, and they're still looking for one female lead actor and several male actors for that one. So contact Sarah. Her email is Sarah Arnold, which is SarahArnold at gmail.com. And I think we got time for a song. Let's play a song and then we'll head out. This is the Ian Campbell Band.
When the summertime come, I be on my way. When the summertime come, I be on my way. When the summertime come, we be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The sun beaming down through the cracks in your eyes. Come on, pretty baby, won't you come alive? When the summertime comes. The summertime come, I be on my way, begging darling please, won't you come my way. When the summertime come, it's a mix to the mire, all of the time passing on by. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. As you look around this dirty old town, when the summertime comes, the summertime comes, the summertime comes, I'll be on my way, I'm begging darling please, oh won't you come my way. When the summertime comes, we'll be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. All of the while, you're growing your pile. When the summertime comes.
So that's it. That's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And remember to like us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around because Audrey is here. She's ready with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock and Nardwar, the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Happy Fringe. Bye-bye.
Question.